Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Just want to let you know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to call in for readings, we're going to be taking callers at 646-716-9663. As you know, Dr. Connie is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are really excited to have her on in this brand new year of 2014. And with that, Dr. Connie?
Yes, sir.
All yours.
Already, I guess it's online already. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to 2014. I know for some of you, you are very happy to be out of 2013 because it was just a very tough year. Some of you are probably very sad or neutral to see 13 go because it was really a great year or, you know, a pretty neutral year. And there's probably some of you out there that still don't know what year it is. So good luck on you guys for catching up. But I wanted to talk. I would probably be remiss if I didn't do kind of a New Year's beginning. I know historically, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I know historically there the ads are inundated with weight loss programs, smoking, how to quit smoking or lessen your smoking. All sorts of nifty new things that you can do for yourself to make you fit and polished for the new year. And the only thing I kept thinking about as I was driving home from work today was there's a passage in the Bible about not putting new wine in old wineskins. So it's very important to look at where you're at, why you're there, and when you begin to change the inside, the things that you want to take care of on the outside will automatically start fixing themselves. One of the reasons, I know weight loss is huge for people in general, and again, there's just commercials and ads all over the place for these things you can do. And, of course, you can lose weight in 30 pounds in a month. I mean, if they've got these really accelerated programs that probably evidently don't work because there's still the vast majority of people are overweight. So whatever there's going on out there with these weight loss things isn't working. And the reason that it doesn't work is because for a lot of people, excess weight, there is a reason for having excess weight. For some people, it is a means of protection. It's a means of protection about, I really, as much as I want a relationship, I'm really afraid of having a relationship, so if I carry a few more pounds, then that will physically put a barrier between me and somebody else. And it will kind of be a cocoon for me. It may not be a comfortable cocoon. And it may not be something that I really want. But if I have a fear of exposing myself and being out and being in the limelight, then carrying excess weight is a great way to give yourself an excuse for, oh, I can't do that because of how I look. This woman who was talking to a friend, and the friend said that the first lady had not lost these 5 or 6 pounds that she had said she wanted to lose. And the woman said, well, I decided I don't want to lose the weight because I don't want to be governor of Kentucky. And the lady speaking with her said, well, how is that going to happen? And the woman said, well, if I lose this 5 or 6 pounds, then I'm going to get out more. And if I get out more, because I'm so friendly and gregarious, I'm going to be joining clubs. And if I join the clubs, I'm going to end up being president of the clubs. And if I end up being president of the clubs, they're going to be going so well that people are going to want to run for me to run for mayor. And if I run for mayor, I'm going to do such a good job that people are going to want me to be governor. And I don't want to be governor of Kentucky, so I'm not going to lose these 5 or 6 pounds. That's the kind of a scenario that we play in our head of how we want to keep ourselves insulated. Some people want to quit smoking, want to quit drinking. They want to, they're going to finally, this is the year, they're going to finally take care of that something. I know an individual, there's a step, a broken step going into their house, and every year is going to be the year that they fix that broken step, and for 13 years, the step has not been fixed. But there's a reason. There's a reason why you are where you are. There's a reason why there is something in you that you don't like that you're looking at as a flaw, or you're looking at as a something is wrong somewhere. And this is the place for you to go to the angels and call upon them to help you understand why you are stuck on stuck and you can't get over this hump of whatever it is. Because when you change the inside, when you have new wineskins, then and only then can you pour the new wine, the new you that you are making, the new thing that you're becoming, only then can the essence that you want to create within yourself be contained in this new container that you are making. But if you try to put a new something in a broken vessel, it's not going to contain the essence that you want. So the first thing that you need to do is figure out, and one of the ways to do this is through conversing with the angels, why you are in the situation that you're in. One of the things that the angels are going to maybe tell you, if you want to start doing a concrete method of change, that again, we're working on the inside here. So I'm just going to use weight loss because that's such a huge one for most people. So if I'm carrying extra weight, one of the other things that I may be doing is having clutter just everywhere. I've had excess everywhere. So one of the things the angels might ask me to do is to start decluttering my house or my job place or my car, because everything is energy. If I have my daughter, I have a 16-year-old daughter who has this dream of going to Paris, and we found this real neat, nifty little something that just stands on a shelf, Paris written out on it in little block letters and pictures of Paris on these blocks. So she put it in her bathroom because she has a Paris-type shower curtain. Now, I would love to say that my daughter keeps her room pristine. I would love to tell you that. However, she doesn't. So while I'm wading through her bathroom and trying to claw through the things on her counter, this thing for Paris is still sitting there, but it's so covered up, literally covered up, with all her other stuff that there's no way that the karmic energy and the essence that she is of creating, and she's very powerful, of creating this trip for herself. There's no way it's going to happen if she can't keep the points that she wants to focus on for her trip, if those are literally covered with excess stuff. So the universe cannot bring into you what it is you want unless you declutter the excess of what it is you have. When it comes to something like weight loss, that may be as you declutter your house or declutter your environment or declutter the clothes in your closet or the things in your drawers, or the kitchen, your kitchen junk drawers. As you start to do that, then it frees you up to shift your thinking into eating more healthy, or taking a walk, or climbing the stairs instead of the elevator, or doing parking further out and walking a longer distance to get to the store or to your job or whatever. If you want to have the changes that you want, then you're going to have to do something different. Some of us hold on to old memories. We physically hold on to things in our home that are reminders of heartbreak or reminders of things that have not gone well for us. And for whatever reason, and again, it's like the lady that doesn't want to be governor of New York, of Kentucky. If I'm holding on to a something that reminds me of an old relationship, or holding on to something that reminds me of a younger, thinner, more beautiful, more masculine me, then it's a protection from letting me step out into the light, the spotlight, the stage where I'm on for doing what God wants me to do. So part of the declutter is asking yourself, is it time to get rid of that whatever that reminds me of a relationship and it keeps me focused on, or a lot of guys will hang on to football years. They'll hang on to the athlete that they were. And they'll have the posters and the whatever and the paraphernalia. If you're focused on what you were and the good old days, it keeps you from being where you are now. And it's like saying, but I don't want to be governor of Kentucky. If I can stay in the past where it was easier and I ran faster and was the hero, it keeps me from having to look at the pain that I'm in right now. So maybe it's time, and this is where, this is when you do a walk through your home with the angels. And I say this in every show, and I'll say it again, that on my website at drconniesays.com, there is a free download for a meditation on meeting your guardian angels that Mark Rothen did. If you have not, I would invite you heavily to have that meditation or one like that. Do a walkthrough with your angels and room by room, and let the angels tell you, you can do this, you can do that. Why don't you take down the picture of you and your ex? Why, the angels very lovingly and gently say, why are you holding on to this article of this knick-knack or article of clothing or whatever that you had with somebody else, and it causes you pain or it causes you anger or you get frustrated. Why do you want to hold on to something that keeps you in the past when it keeps you from stepping out into the here and now? And when you start to get rid of this stuff, then you have you have given the universe space to give you what it is you want. Do not throw away anything that you use or you need, or you truly love. These are what the angels are saying and what the universe is saying. It's those items that you need to let go of, the items that hold you back, the items that keep you small, the items that keep you afraid, items that keep you looking at yourself and making negative statements about yourself because you don't look like you once did, you don't act like you once did, or whatever. I had two clients that, actually I had three clients that were hoarders. And these were the type of hoarders that wouldn't let people in their home. If there was something wrong in their home, they couldn't let maintenance people in because there was so much clutter. They were afraid they would be evicted. I know there's hoarding shows. I haven't really seen them, but I've looked through channels and have seen a little bit of it. Two of the people that were my clients that are hoarders, they're both physically sick. Well, actually, all three of them are physically sick and extremely anxious. And they just feel overwhelmed. They can't think straight. They feel trapped. So it's the hoarding and the holding on is on a continuum where it might be very easy just to kind of go through your drawers and get rid of a few things, all the way to having to get one of those big dumpsters and just start pitching stuff out the window. But if I'm holding on to something so tight that I can't let it go, and this is the past, dream or a what I want so badly that I refuse to budge, then that energy that is not doing me any good. It's energy that I hold on to and fill my space with so that the universe can't give me what it is that I truly want or what the universe wants to give me so that I can move on in my journey. So if you find that, one of the things that we really hold on to that keeps us trapped and stuck and doesn't let us move on and maybe keeps the weight on or keeps us drinking or smoking or anything that doesn't let us step out in the light is holding on to anger and resentment. Because we are karmic beings and have come into this life with karma from other lifetimes, we are going to run into people, places, and things that are going to wound us. Because we need to finish off whatever we came into this lifetime with on, man, I was so stupid, or how could I have done that, or how could this person have done that to me? I've been so nice, and I gave them everything, and they broke my heart, or they, passed me for promotion, or whatever it is. One of the things that the angels are going to ask you to do is be mindful of when you have a karmic relationship to not get caught up in the anger and the resentment and to turn to the angels and turn to God and ask that energy starts shifting. Because again, if I'm holding resentment, that resentment is energy. And if I'm holding anger toward me because I was such a dope, or toward my boss for passing me up for promotion, or my boyfriend for breaking my heart, or whatever, and God cannot fill me with love and forgiveness if I'm filling that space with another emotion. So one of the things that the angels may ask you to do is look for ways to start letting go of the anger and the resentment. When you do, you are not saying, oh, it's really okay that you passed me over for promotion. Oh, it's really okay that you stomped on my heart. That's not what you're saying when you give up your anger and resentment. What you are doing, in effect, is if I'm holding on to anger, it's like I go into my kitchen, I find the most toxic liquid that I can find. And walk up to you, and instead of handing it to you to drink, I drink it myself. Anger and resentment. The only person I'm hurting is me. So if you are holding on to a negative emotion about a person, place, or thing, the angels may ask you. Well, actually, they probably will ask you only if you're willing to listen and willing to give up that anger. Start letting that go. And there are concrete ways that you can do that. If you find you cannot let your anger or resentment go, this is another time to go to the angels and ask them, what is the benefit of you holding on to the anger and the resentment? We only do things that we feel like are going to help us in the long run. We only do things that we feel like are positive for ourselves. Even if looking on the outside, it looks like a ridiculous thing. For the person doing it, they had a positive reason for doing it. I was in a training one time, and the trainer said that he was speaking to this woman who was putting her daughter into prostitution, and the mother was a prostitute. And when the trainer was asking the mother why she would do that, the mother said, it's the only way that I know that my daughter can have money and take care of herself and be able to live, get into this trade. For the vast majority of people would look at this mother as being irresponsible and abusive. But to the mother, and where she was in her journey and in her mindset, it's the only thing that made sense to her. So if you're holding on to anger and resentment, there is a good reason for you to be doing that. But the angels are saying it's time for you to shift that, kind of changes that can be brought about in this new year. So that you can have the changes that you want. Mark, I'm going to let you come in, and if we don't have any callers, I have some concrete ways to let go of anger and resentment.
Okay.
You know, at the beginning, we would do the calls, and obviously I'll honor the calls. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have a couple callers lined up already. So just sort of go through and do the announcements. If you'd like to call and get a free reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of the show, you can get to it in the archives, which is directly the same link that got you to listen to the radio show. You can find out more about her website at drconniesays.com. You can also find out more about the shows and everything by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, let me go ahead and grab the other person's name that's on hold here. While I'm doing that, Dr. Connie, why don't you go ahead and talk about some of those concrete things you were talking
okay.
about.
Okay, great. Okay, so here are some concrete ways. If you are holding on to anger and resentment, if you are feeling stuck and you can't seem to move on, one of the things that you can do is you can write a letter to the person or the situation, or you can even write a letter to the emotion. Some of us have chronic depression or anxiety or whatever, anger, frustration, stress. Write a letter to stress. Tell stress exactly how you feel. Do not hold back. Do not pull any punches. Do not stop and edit. Do not try to be nice. If you're writing to somebody, you can just tell them anything and everything you ever wanted to tell them. And then you take the letter and you burn it. You can do a ritual where you can put it on your altar and burn it. You can throw it in the fire. You can tear it up and dump it in the toilet if you want to. But this is a way of shifting and moving the energy. And when you start letting go of some of this, you're opening up a space, an energetic space for the universe to move in what it is you do want. One of the best ways of when I do faith healing with my friend in California, after every single session with her, I take a salt bath. Because what it does is it moves the energy out. So you can buy salt. Trader Joe's has a really nice lavender vanilla salt scrub. You can get rock salt. You can just buy regular, go to the grocery store and use Epsom salt if you want. But any sort of the salt bath, Epsom salt, put in the tub, soak in that, release the negativity you have about whatever's going on, and then as the water's going down the drain, imagine all of those negative emotions going with it. Sage is really good if you want to smudge your home or yourself, especially if you've had a bad breakup, especially if there's items in a room that remind you of that individual. Once that stuff is out of the room, go in the room and sage it. You can buy sage at a metaphysical store. You can buy sage spray. So there's all usually at a metaphysical store. So there's all sorts of ways that you can get, you know, you can get sage. But those are some of the ways that. And if you have any other questions, my email is drconniesays@gmail.com. So. If you have any comments or questions, then you're free to let me know. I don't really want to get into a therapy session, but if you have a quick question about anything that I've said and need clarification, then you're certainly free to give me a call. All right, Mark, are we ready?
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. Make sure I get this correct. Is it Christina?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Christina.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good.
All righty. How can I help you, my dear?
We'd like to get a general reading for what's coming up in 2014.
Ooh, me. Well, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell everybody else that what's going to come up in 2014 is a lot of what you're going to make it. A lot of what's going to happen is going to be your reaction. I'm still going to give you a reading, but this is just free stuff. Your reaction, what you want, what you want to accomplish, the goals you have set. So 2014 is going to be what you make of it. Having said that, oh, my. You're a powerful lady, aren't you? What do you do?
Me?
You.
Well, I am in a career that I don't want to be in.
So that, okay. Well, you have the power to create what it is you want. If you will start believing more in yourself and believing that the job that you want is out there and be willing to, I'm trying to think of the word, be willing to, believing in yourself is the only thing that's coming to mind. So, Are you in a place where you are you have a belief in yourself in your head. You have a belief of how things should be. There's like a moral compass. So you have I'm trying to think of the right word. It's like the things that you believe in, it's time for you, what the angels are saying is it's for you to stand up and really be the woman that you know that you are or that you want to be. Whether people like it or not, whether people agree with it or not, and you're not one of these big, flashy, loud, stand on the street corner and yell kind of people. Your approach to this is kind of quiet and just watching what everybody does. And then once you get a read on people, then you know how to act toward them and how to be in their presence. Does that make sense?
I was hoping to get a reading on how my career is going to pan out this year.
Okay. Are you wanting to change careers?
I've been trying to get into the career of my dream for so many years, and there's just no opportunities. I've been turned down like repeatedly.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second. Are you in a, is it a competitive market?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Well, because I am the eternal optimist, if this job is in your life path, there's not anybody or anything that can keep you from it. One of the things that Michael wants you to do is he wants you to step back and just not be so worried about it. This job that you want. And the way that you can detach is, again, just to kind of be a quiet observer and just to watch and see what people do and just not overreact. This job that you want, to make a commitment to, if this is what your life path is, and you're sure that's what this life path is, that you commit to God and yourself, that you will do whatever it takes to make this come true. So if you have to study more, or if you have to move to a different town, or if you have to,
It's not that. No.
Okay, what I'm just telling you what the cards are saying is to fully commit to.
I've been very, very committed to this, to the point I've wasted 7 years of my youth waiting for that moment to happen.
Okay, there is a movie coming out. Maybe it's already out, called Saving Mr. Banks, about Walt Disney, and he's courting the woman who wrote Mary Poppins because he wants to make this into a movie, because his girls wanted him to make this into a movie. Do you know how long he courted this woman to get her approval to make this movie? 20 years. Now, here's what I'm telling you, honey. if this is in your heart and this is your passion and this is what you want more than anything, then 7 years is a small amount of time. If this is truly your life purpose and your life path, and you want to do whatever this thing is, and you commit your heart and soul to it, you can't go wrong. You can't miss it. It may take, I don't know. But you haven't wasted a day. Not a day. If this is truly your life path and your life purpose, you're being prepared. And you're being made stronger and you're learning life lessons. So whatever it is you want to do, fully commit yourself to it. And it may take another 7 years. I don't know. It may come on, it may come tomorrow. But I'm just telling you what I feel Michael's telling me to tell you. Is you're wrapped up, you're so wrapped up in it, you're not focused on the big picture. And you're not focused on God preparing you for this job. It's not going to be a 1, 2, 3, ABC, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. This is a soul journey for you. But you are very powerful, so I'll give you that. So my suggestion would be do some meditation, to do some spiritual work on ways to the life lesson in this path that you're on right now.
That's great. All righty. I think it's Taylor. Did I get that correct?
Yes, I'm Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, go ahead.
Is this live now?
Yes, you are. You're live in front of the whole world, and me too.
Well, I just found that this is happening a little while ago through Facebook, so I guess I'm just calling for, just like the other lady, just a general reading, because I'm doing a lot of meditating, and I'm seeing a lot of purple light.
Purple, good. Do you know what angel is?
Yes, Archangel Michael, I believe.
Yep, okay. He's the guy.
And green, too. So it's purple on the outside and green in the middle.
Okay. And green, you know who green is?
Raphael.
And he's Raphael. So, two powerful angels. Do you have a career or a path that you're following?
Yeah, I have a career. I'm in training background. I have a teaching background, and I'm also in information technology. But right now I'm on paternity leave because we just adopted a little girl about
congratulations.
About 5 months ago. So I haven't been working since August. Outside of
Yeah, I have an adopted daughter too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're over the moon.
Yeah, aren't they great? I have my biological and my adopted are 5 months apart. I was one of twins, and I ended up getting adopted, and she's 5 months younger than my other one.
Oh
so
my
that's
goodness!
How God planned. So God. Okay,
wow.
So here's what. I'm wondering if there's a question for you underneath this vague list, let me know what's going to go on in 2014. And you don't have to say, I'm just wondering if, I get the sense that there may be something going on with you, and maybe it's something that you're not wanting to really think about or acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Michael is asking you to go there, especially if you're seeing getting the presence of him and Archangel Raphael, because there's also like energy healing work around you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether you need to go get it or whether you need to start doing it.
Right. Yeah, every time I kind of get like a reading done or I go see somebody who's clairvoyant, everybody, since I was really young, is telling me I'm a healer. But I don't know a healing in what.
Healing can be touching a child in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Healing can be, baking cookies and taking it next door.
Mm-hmm.
Healing can be whatever repair work you want it to be.
Right. Okay.
So it does it. Now, my sense is because it's Archangel Raphael that's hanging out with you too, that it could be something more physical, medical.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would look at that as a something for 14 for you, is finding this path for you. Because whatever the path is, it's already set up.
Mm.
So you'll find the right... schools or I'm just seeing you in a classroom right now. Like getting training to do something like say the healing or some sort of something you could do on the phone or something you could do, with a person there, but whatever this is,
mm-hmm.
You're not paying attention to it and going Archangel Raphael or saying, hey, lady, we need you to wake up here and look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you decide to do this,
mm-hmm.
the way will be opened up for you and you'll know. So I would just investigate. I'd look around and find things that are of interest to you. You know, it could be working with herbs, or it could be working with essential oils, or there's a ton of different ways that you can be a healer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am thinking about studying acupuncture.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I'm just trying to figure it all out with my daughter and how I can pull this off.
Oh, honey, you can pull it off. You can pull it off. She will be richer because you are going to be richer.
Right.
For having done this. So it's almost like you can't not. It's almost like you can't not do it.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, it's almost like the lady before, like I'm trying to I like my career. I'm not disliking it, but I feel like there's another road for me to go down. And, now it might be able to open up.
Yeah, it will. It will open up in its time, and it's already set for you. It's already set up. When the time's right, then you'll know.
Hmm.
So you're not being asked to force anything, because that's the thing that you can't, the worst thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of letting things unfold where I'm used to controlling things and, I got to do this, I got to do that. So this is the first time in the last year and a half I've sat back and said, okay, I'm open to what the universe is going to deliver.
Well, good. Just strap yourself in because you never know what's going to happen when you say that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Congratulations on your new baby. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Happy New Year. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Dr. Connie, it's Mark. I have a question. I'd love to have you pull some cards and see what the angels have in store for me.
All right. What is your question? You have a question, or you just...
Nope, just want to know what they
want
to share with me.
All right. Drop them. All right. This is very interesting. So I kind of dropped the cards, and then I picked them up and reshuffled them, and two of the cards that I dropped have ticked again. So I guess these are the cards you're supposed to have. There is a situation that you have created and for yourself, and it's causing you to have some life lessons. And the situation is you can change it. You created it so you can change it. They want you to be in prayer more, not saying that the situation that you've created will change and with prayer. And they want you to know that you are very loved. It could be that there's a romance coming for you, but also that it's safe for you to open up and give and receive love. And as you do that, then you'll be able to get that back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that there's there's just a lesson for you somewhere that you've, maybe, you know, this whole thing of the decluttering and the whole thing that you've created that they want you to be aware of.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but that's what you got.
Yeah, it does. It's really interesting that you pulled two cards, or the two cards dropped out, and you put them back in, and then those were the two that came up.
Yeah, I've done that before. So sometimes the universe says, no, this is what we wanted you to pull the first time. You just didn't do that. So we're going to give them to you again.
Hmm.
And the two were the giving and receiving love and the prayer part. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely feels like there's a lesson that I'm validating right now.
Good.
All right, I think that's it for the callers. If you want to just finish off with some type of prayer or blessing for the beginning of the new year, I think we're almost ready to shut the show down for tonight.
Beloved universe, I'm calling in healing energy. I'm calling in love, courage, and passion. And I pray that you would help us be committed to making this year one that we are courageous enough to make the changes that we can for ourselves to create a better world. Thank you.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you for another great show, and we just want to let everybody know you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels, Dr. Connie, make sure to go to her website, drconniesays.com, to check out her services and those free videos and everything that she spoke about earlier. And you can find out more about the shows and go back and listen to any part of this in the archives by going to our radio website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.